The border between Tijuana and San Diego used to be among the busiest crossings for human smuggling. Back in the 1990s, more than 1,500 people were smuggled through there every week. But rising violence and increased security along the U.S.-Mexico border have transformed the smuggling business, and that's changed the role of those who try to help migrants on both sides of the border. Ruxandra Guidi of KPBS in San Diego has the story.
Mario Lopez pulls his bright orange Jeep over to the side of a major freeway in Tijuana. He points to the double fence separating his city from San Diego. This area used to be a major route for illegal border crossings. Lopez has been an agent with Grupo Beta for two decades. It's a Mexican government agency with a mission to protect northbound migrants from smugglers. The agents were like officer advocates. They had the authority to conduct investigations and make arrests. Carlos Diaz de Leon walks up to Lopez and extends his hand. He shows Lopez a folded-up U.S. deportation slip. He asks Lopez for help now that he's been sent back to Mexico. Diaz de Leon says he's crossed illegally many times over the years. And Grupo Beta, he says, was always there to help him.
Me han dado de comer. Si quiero una llamada, ellos me dan la oportunidad.
They fed me when I was hungry, says Diaz de Leon. They've given me change when I needed to call home. I think they're the only ones out there looking out for undocumented migrants. There used to be dozens of local smuggling operations charging migrants up to $2,000 a head. Mario Lopez says with tightened border security, it's much more difficult to smuggle people across.
Yeah, smuggling has decreased through this part of the border by almost 90%. Why? Because this is one of the most patrolled parts of the border. Now there is more surveillance. There's a second border wall. There are guards patrolling by horse, motorcycle, cars, and there are cameras and sensors everywhere.
Lopez sounds a little resentful of the stepped-up security on the U.S. side. But what he's really concerned about is the unintended effect of the tighter border. It's professionalized the smuggling business. Violent gangs and drug cartels have moved in, and they charge about $10,000 a person. On a typical day, Lopez still patrols along the Mexico side of the border, but he no longer conducts investigations, and he's no longer armed. It's too dangerous. Now he and his fellow agents focus on handing out food and providing first aid to migrants. Grupo Beta has become a force without much power, or without much of a mission. It's not just Grupo Beta that's pulled back from investigating. Victor Clark Alfaro is director of the Binational Center for Human Rights in Tijuana.
El ambiente enrarecido y de violencia en las últimas...
The violence and insecurity on the border has pushed groups like ours to stop many of our investigations, says Clark Alfaro. It's too risky to really research the smuggling business of today. It was hard enough in the 80s and 90s. In the last year alone, the bodies of more than 150 migrants were discovered in the state of Tamaulipas, 80 miles south of the Texas border. It was one of the worst mass killings in Mexico in the past decade, and it sparked new concerns about the vulnerability of migrants. On the San Diego side of the border, 500 feet from the fence, three red and white pickup trucks are parked, ready to deliver medical supplies, clothing, and food to migrants who get lost along the border after the smugglers drop them off.
Sí, buenas tardes.
Rafael Hernandez is founder of the volunteer-run Desert Angels. It's a 14-year-old civilian rescue group on the U.S. side.
Disculpe, es que estaba yo ocupado.
Hernandez fields calls from family members of migrants lost in the desert. He says crossings may be at a 40-year low, but those who do make the attempt face greater peril.
En el camino se encuentran la mayoría de asaltantes, de secuestradores y todo.
Along the way, they're mugged, kidnapped, raped. That's the situation today. Border enforcement agencies do respond when someone points it out to them, but groups like ours, we can't point it out. It's very compromising to say that we know illegal activity is happening somewhere along the border.
By compromising, he means dangerous. Hernandez says the consequences of speaking out about the smuggling or the violence against migrants would be terrible. The billions spent on border infrastructure and law enforcement over the past decade have dramatically changed the smuggling business. It's made it a much more dangerous game for all involved. For The World, I'm Ruxandra Guidi in San Diego.